It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. This is just really a snippet of what you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. And we bring in every week Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you today.
And it's lovely to be back today as well. We've got all the holidays and the families are gathering and we're relaxing, doing a lot of cooking in some places or taking people out for dinner. And then we're looking forward to a really interesting week and summer going forward.
Well, this week we will start off on April 23rd, and that is a seasonal flower arranging.
Yeah. Looking around the fields and the gardens, little flowers are beginning to pop out and the shrubs are beginning to shrub and there's a little bit of greenery around. Well, I can tell you what's coming up absolutely in full bloom this week in it's their full glory is so many new garden books. I mean, it is obviously the time of year when they just are being really coming out. And I mean, for example, I just picked up Margaret Roach's new edition of A Way to Garden, and I'm thrilled to get that. And my wife and I are going through it. And as you say, at the Berkshire Botanical Garden on Tuesday, April the 23rd, a new book is being published. It's called Seasonal Flower Arranging with Ariella Cesar. And she is one of the most sought-after floral designers in the world. She's, and this is her most recent book. It's called Seasonal Flower Arranging: Fill Your Home with Blooms, Branches, and Foraged Materials All Year Round. And it's a really lavishly photographed book. It's what's particularly useful is that it provides step-by-step instructions for nearly 40 different seasonal floral arrangements and projects that really celebrate the splendor of flowers in each of the four seasons. So really super in that respect. She's very good at showing how to bring some of these, this wild beauty of nature, as it were, into your home through foraged materials. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, Tuesday evening, 5 o'clock at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens in Stockbridge is the place to meet her and pick up a book and ask her questions. So that's really, that should be a really great start to the garden season.
On the 25th, the Namkeag Daffodil Festival.
Well, yes, and you had to mention this. I mean, Namkeag in Stockbridge had this unbelievably successful lights festival last December. My family came over from England, and we went, and there must have been tens of thousands of people over the few weeks that it was on, which really were stunned by this. And they are now following it up in Namkeag, because they have planted the gardens at Namkeag, which are really stunning, with over 60,000 daffodil, tulip, and spring bulbs. So in addition, and it starts on Thursday, April the 25th, and runs through May the 12th. But what they're doing in addition is that each weekend through May the 12th, they're going to be offering all sorts of varieties of pop-up activities on the grounds for visitors to really enjoy, as well as or on top of the Daffodil Festival. And the lovely thing is, and this is where it's really great for the trustees of the reservations, admission to the festival includes a sort of self-guided access to the grounds, but also to the first floor of the Namkeag House, which is a lovely house to look around as well. So you're going to have to check out the website for all the details of the activities they're going to have over the weekends. But it will be open Thursday through Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in all weather conditions. And as I say, do check out their website, which you can get to via Rural Intelligence for specific pop-up events over the weekends.
We'll head over to Columbia County. Coming Home, Habitat for Humanity benefit in Hudson.
Yes, this is really a wonderful opportunity to support a great cause. So Columbia County Habitat for Humanity is a really lovely organization. They're one of the better organized in our area, and that's not to say the others aren't, but it really is. They've been doing this for 26 years now, And they have been building homes. And essentially, when you build a home, you build a family and you build a life. So on Thursday, April the 25th, they're having their big benefit. It's a celebration that will really recognize the generosity of this year's honorees, the Kirk Kneller and Charlene Payden. And the benefit will include all sorts of food and drinks by the Jeff Loshinsky catering and music by Stone Soup. And there's going to be a big silent auction. But this is a real opportunity to do some good in the community for those people in Columbia County.
We'll move on to Sheffield, Massachusetts, and there's a album release.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you don't often get an opportunity to celebrate Turkish music or music with a Turkish feel to it. And on Thursday evening at Racebrook Lodge in Sheffield, you will get an opportunity to do this because the Brooklyn-based Dolune and and the trio called Chesney Trio have hit the road for their third annual winter tour, promoting this their new album from the Chesney Trio. It's called The Fluid Score, and they are going to be having a concert at Racebrook Lodge. The nice thing is that they mix a whole series of original compositions with a lot of renditions of traditional Turkish and Rumeli standards as well. So that should be a really fun and unusual concert and a real opportunity to celebrate something a bit unusual as well. So that's Thursday evening, April the 25th, there in Racebrook Lodge in Sheffield. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Well, we might as well stay in Sheffield and head over to Dewey Hall.
Yeah, I mean, two concerts in Sheffield on a Thursday night in April. It's wonderful to see so much activity. Yeah, Dewey Hall is going to be welcoming the Dylan Perillo Orchestra. And it sounds, again, another great fun evening because the Dylan Perillo Orchestra is a big orchestra. It's got a six-piece horn section, for example, as well as violin, vocalist, rhythm section. And the musicians are really, really accomplished musicians. Because they're in from Albany, so they're coming down for the evening. Anyway, they're going to be performing a whole lot of popular American music hits from between 1890 and 1950, but they're particularly concentrating on the songbook of the 1920s. So it will be a really fun evening as well. So that's Dewey Hall, Thursday, April the 25th, and it starts, as I say, at 7:30 in the evening.
How about some conversations with an author next?
Yeah, this is moving to Friday, and, you know, The Mount does these really interesting series, or an interesting series called True Conversations With. And this week, the True Conversation is with Lauren Groff. So Heidi Pitlaw is the editor of The Best American Short Stories, and she is going to be talking to and delves deep into the writing life of Lauren Groff, who a lot of people will know because she wrote Florida and Fates and Furies, both well-known books. Now, the whole point about these conversations is that Heidi aims to really ask questions which are not typically asked of female writers. And in this way, I guess Heidi hopes to get to the core of what it means to be a female fiction author in today's, you know, climate, as it were. So really interesting, a bit different from those sort of rather saccharine conversations that people often have. Anyway, it's at The Mount on Friday evening, starting at 5 o'clock in Lenox there.
From Lenox to Pittsfield, Shaker Up Sausage and Beer Night.
Yeah, I'm in for this one. It's going to be a multi-course sausage and beer dinner. It's hosted by Brian Alberg, who's the farm-to-table chef who's involved in so many activities around here. And he's linked up with Orion Howard of the Bright Ideas Brewery, and you can check them out on Rural Intelligence. We wrote a story about them. And the whole thing is that the menu includes a whole series of old-world sort of shaker-style craft sausages, made using locally sourced meats as well. And then in addition, all the attendees get to try a number of beers from Bright Ideas Brewing, including a limited edition IPA, which is inspired by Hancock Shaker Village, and actually specially brewed for this event as well. So sign me up. So that's it. Hancock Shaker Village starts at 6:30 in the evening in Pittsfield on Friday, April the 26th.
A good friend of ours, a resident of Kent and one of the co-founders of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Steve Katz, is on the agenda for an intimate experience at the Warner Theater.
Yeah, this is interesting, particularly because obviously Steve Katz is known to be a sort of founding and member, as you say, of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, but he is also a tremendous storyteller, as well as a musician. And the Warner Theatre, I think, it's going to be a lovely evening as well. So he's going to be there, he's playing his guitar, he's going to be talking about the fact that he was a songwriter, but he also was a record producer. He did albums with Lou Reed, Horse Lips, Elliot Murphy, and other people. And he's going to be at the Warner Theatre in Torrington starting at 8 o'clock on Friday the 26th. And that should be just a lovely, intimate concert, as you say.
Back up to Pittsfield and Lady Moon and the Eclipse.
Yes, I saw this. This is really interesting. So there is a new organization called Berkshire Music Project. I've never heard of it before, and this is their inaugural show. And I thought, well, who is Lady Moon and the Eclipse, and how do I find out about them? Well, of course, I checked on YouTube, and Lady Moon and Eclipse are really a great fun band. So if you're in and around Pittsfield on Friday, April the 26th, at Barrington Stage, this is an opportunity to really enjoy a great, fun band. They have sort of soaring vocal textures, as they have a sort of an R&B or an Afro beat influenced rhythms. They actually say they're trying to create inspirational music that explores the cosmic soul. Well, I don't know about that, but it just sounded good to me. So, as I say, 7 o'clock at Barrington Stage Company on Friday, April the 26th.
We will move on from that and head back to where? Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Well, actually, before you go to Pittsfield, I would actually also mention there's another inspiring singer on in the area on Friday, this time in Tivoli. It's at Murray's Sanctuary, and they are presenting Amber Rubarth at the Listening Room at Murray's Sanctuary, and she is a Nashville-based singer-songwriter with a really diverse set of skills. She tours extensively, but she's also scored and appeared in films and documentaries as well. Really worthwhile going. So if you're in and around the Tivoli area, this is should be a lovely concert on Friday, April the 26th. Starts at 8 o'clock in the evening. But then, as you mentioned, we're back at on Saturday, April the 27th, and on Sunday, April the 28th, at the Hancock Shaker Village, because I'm a sucker for this, and every time there's an opportunity, I know we do it, but there's going to be a sheep shearing weekend at the Hancock Shaker Village. And so if you don't get to the sausage and beer dinner on Friday, you may well want to check out their sheep shearing weekend. You get to follow, as it were, the wool from the sheep right the way through to a shaker cloak with demos of sheep shearing. They have a champion sheep shearer. Fred DePaul is in town. There will be spinning and dyeing and weaving exhibitions. There will be also a number of rarely seen shaker woolen items on display, including actually one of their famous shaker cloaks, which are really kept them really famous. Well, it's an iconic shaker item. And there's a chance to get hands-on involved as well, because on the Saturday, the 27th, they're encouraging knitters to bring along their needles and yarn, and you can join in a sort of sit and knit event as well. So check out all the details on their website. Starts at 10 o'clock in most Saturday and Sunday and ends at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, we will move to, let's see here, the Stair Galleries.
Yeah, the Stair Galleries have a couple of really, what I would say, important fine art sales each year. And they bring together some of their finest groups of paintings and furniture and objet d'art. And these have all been culled over many months, and then they offer them in a multiple day sale. And this year, it's on Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th. They're bringing together works from the collection of William Kelly Simpson, and he has a whole collection of European and English ceramics and fine arts and Asian arts, which are for sale. And then there's some fine porcelain from the collection of Melinda and Paul Sullivan as well. So check that out if you're a buyer of that type of thing, or you find it interesting. That's on Saturday, Stair Gallery in Hudson on Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th.
Peonies, peonies, peonies.
Yeah. This is now down in Washington on Saturday the 27th. Hollister House Gardens are opening up and will be looking pretty spectacular, I would suggest. And they've asked Dan Furman to come in, who's the co-owner of Cricket Hill Gardens, which is a specialty nursery and forest farm in Thompson, Connecticut. And he's coming in with an illustrated talk on, as you say, peonies, the world of peonies. And he's going to be offering not just pictures, but also tips on planting, cultivating, how to propagate peonies, which really are stunning as they come into bloom in the spring. He's going to be giving all sorts of ideas on how to use them in your landscape. By the way, at the conclusion of the talk, they're going to be bringing in a whole lot of peonies that you can actually purchase as well. So, and they will be perfect for spring planting. So you will actually get an opportunity to check out your peonies as well. So that's at Hollister House Gardens in Washington on Saturday the 27th, 10 o'clock in the morning.
We'll move on from that and let's head to Wilderstein, Rhinebeck.
Yeah, well, we go from peonies to daffodils because they're having one of their famous daffodil teas at Wilderstein on Saturday afternoon. And the daffodils should be in full bloom. And every year this is a really popular event because you get to wander around Wilderstein and then you actually enjoy a cup of tea and they have sandwiches and homemade cakes and cookies. And, of course, a mansion tour is included in the whole event. And I will tell you one thing. If you're interested in going, you really do have to make reservations because this is such a popular event. And the seating is really limited as well. So make your reservation now by going onto the Wilderstein website via Rural Intelligence, or you can go there directly. Anyway, it's on Saturday, April the 27th. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and runs through about 4 o'clock in the afternoon there.
All right, let's move on to Great Barrington, the art of costume design and opera.
Yes, well, I didn't realize this until I started reading, but it's Art Week coming up, and the Berkshire Opera Festival is really becoming an important part of the cultural community in the area, and they've decided to participate in Art Week this week by hosting the world-renowned costume designer Charles Kane, who is really well known for taking opera design for doing opera designs, costumes. And he's worked with the Metropolitan Opera, but a whole series of other major opera companies around the world. And he is going to give a talk in St. James's Place at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. He's going to bring sketches and he's going to have pictures and actual costumes and jewelry. Will really offer an insight into this. I mean, it's really a key part of going to the opera. You don't really think of it. You think of the song and the music and the singing and whatever it is. But if they don't have those costumes, it really doesn't amount to so much. So that's at St. James's Place in Great Barrington at 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday afternoon, April the 27th.
We'll move on from that and go to How about a book signing?
Yeah, you know, you learn new things, and it's really wonderful when I think I'm an old grizzled commentator on the area and there's not much more to learn, but then you learn something new every day. And in Chatham Library on Saturday afternoon, they are hosting the photographer Jamie Hankin. And he has been working on a project which I have never heard of before, but it sounds absolutely wonderful and absolutely classic for Rural Intelligence and Robin Hood Radio because it celebrates local people. So over the last few years, Jamie Hankin has been going to Columbia County Fair and taking pictures of people visiting the Columbia County Fair. And he's put it all together in a wonderful book, which is called Faces at the Fair. This is obviously a tremendous labor of love over the years. It celebrates the Columbia County Fair as well and celebrates the visitors. He's going to be talking about that at the Chatham Library. And then there will be a question and answer session after that and a reception, and you can buy the book and he'll sign it for you. So that's at 3:30 in Chatham at the Chatham Library on Saturday afternoon, April the 27th.
We've got books all over the place. Let's go to New Preston, Connecticut.
I told you these garden books are popping up one way and another. So Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, there's another garden book has been published and it will be signed. And this one is by a really renowned garden photographer called Andre Baranowski. This is a new book. It's just been released. It's called Garden Wild. And it showcases 12 gardens, including one of my favorites in the area, the Ashley Falls Garden of Maria Nation, who is going to be co-hosting the event, which is at Pergola in New Preston. So you can go along, find out about this book, see some of the pictures, and check it all out. And by the way, Maria Nation's garden, which is really stunning, will also be on this year's Trade Secrets Garden Tour. And Trade Secrets is actually on May the 19th. And you'll be able to purchase tickets for this event. And I will tell you, the garden tour for Trade Secrets, which really takes in some wonderful gardens in the area, always sells out. So if you want to get tickets for the garden tour, this is a great opportunity to do it. So, as I say, the book's called Garden Wild. They will be at Pergola in New Preston starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, April the 27th.
From New Preston, let's move on to Great Barrington, the power and purpose of food.
Yeah, we have written a story about this in Rural Intelligence this week because it's really quite important. The Great Barrington Farmers Market is going to be presenting an evening of storytelling at the Mahewi in Great Barrington on Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. And all the tickets benefit, to the sales of the tickets, benefit the Great Barrington Farmers Market programs to support food for local families who have trouble purchasing enough food. So it's a really wonderful event. What they're doing is they're bringing in a whole series of the farmers and supporters of the farmers to tell stories and tell stories about the power and purpose of food and how important it is, obviously. And it's a really wonderful way for the local community to support what the Great Barrington Farmers Market is doing. Because the money will really be put to good use. So that's in Great Barrington at the Mahewi. Starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday the 27th.
We'll go over to Great Barrington once again, and this time there's a solo violin recital.
Yeah, just down the road in Great Barrington, the First Congregational Church, and I tell you, you're going to have to be careful on this because we've got two First Congregational Churches having events on Saturday evening. But But just down the road at the First Congregational Church in Great Barrington on Saturday, Eugenie Drucker is going to do a solo violin recital. And a lot of people will know it's really well known. She is one of the founding members of the Emerson String Quartet. And she's going to be performing a whole series of solo events of the Bach sonatas and partitas, and it was something really to enjoy. That's at 5 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Great Barrington.
All right, we're done with Great Barrington. Let's move on to Stockbridge.
Now you're going to have to be very careful, because at the same time, up the street, as it were, in Stockbridge, the First Congregational Church there is going to be hosting what looks like a tremendous event. It's called the Stockbridge Festival Chorus Spring Concert. And the Stockbridge Festival Chorus is a 50-voice choir. And they're going to be at the First Congregational Church in Stockbridge with Tracy Wilson, who's going to be conducting. The Reverend Tim Wiseman is going to be there on the organ, and they've got the piano, and Marjorie Dix is the mezzo-soprano, who's going to be the soloist. There's a bass soloist, John Demler. And as I say, they have an enormous 50-voice choir. They're going to be performing a requiem. They're going to be motets. And then there will be a lovely reception after that. So if you're in and around Stockbridge on Saturday, April the 27th, starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, a really wonderful celebratory concert to start the spring.
Off the Hudson, New York for Nora Burns.
Yeah, Hudson Hall is really good, because it's one of those organizations that puts on sort of lots of events, some of which will challenge you to look at the world in a new way. And I saw this event on Saturday the 27th, starts at 7 o'clock at Hudson Hall in Hudson, and thought, oh, this looks really interesting. The event is called Nora Burns, David's Friend. David's Friend is the story of a really crazy friendship in the 1980s in New York City, which was obviously an incredibly troubled time for the gay community. Nora Burns has put together this multimedia play, I guess. It's written and performed by Nora Burns, with all sorts of direction by Adrian Truscott as well. And it's a comic, it's not all sad. It's a comic odyssey about cruising, about discos, about drag queens, strippers, sex, love, loss, and of course AIDS as well. And it's all told with music, with videos, with costumes, with characters, tall tales, and it sounds like an amazing evening, and it's really impressive that Hudson Hall puts these things on, because they really are important opportunities to explore really important times generally. So that's at Hudson Hall in Hudson on Saturday, April the 27th. It starts at 7 o'clock.
We'll head to Hillsdale, New York next to wrap things up.
Yeah, Sunday has got a really interesting conversation with a composer, which is organized by the Close Encounters with Music people. They're bringing in the composer Tamar Muscal, and she sounds absolutely fascinating. She's written everything from pop songs to symphonies to a new opera in progress, which tells the story, by the way, of Diana Vreeland and André Léon Talley. So really diverse works. She's done a score for a film about the Mexican Revolution. She's done a song cycle, which was commissioned by ASCAP. There's music for a documentary about finding a cure for blindness. So it's really just an amazing selection of stuff. One of her works, The Yellow Wind, was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. She's been awarded many, many other awards from institutions, not just ASCAP, but the From Music Foundation at Harvard University gave her an award. The Guggenheim Foundation Fellowship was awarded to her as well. So she's going to be at the Kasana Tea House in Hillsdale on Sunday, April the 28th, for a conversation. It starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We love Cassana Tea House as well. And this should be a really fun talk, all organized by Close Encounters with Music.
Mark, another busy week. We'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely. I look forward to it, Marshall. Thank you very much.